Thank you to BetterHelp for sponsoring this episode. We spend a lot of time talking about how important it is to take care of your mental health. Therapy is an excellent way to do that. BetterHelp is an affordable mental health care option that fits right into your busy schedule. Just answer a few quick questions about your needs and preferences, and BetterHelp will match you with one of the thousands of experienced mental health professionals in their network. You can talk to your therapist over text, chat, phone, or video. You get to pick what works best for you, your comfort, and your schedule. If you feel like your therapist isn't the right fit, BetterHelp makes it easy to switch to someone new at no additional cost. So give it a try and see why over 2 million people have used BetterHelp online therapy. BetterHelp is offering our listeners 10% off their first month of therapy. Just go to betterhelp.com/musicspeaks to get started. That's betterhelp, HELP.com/musicspeaks to get 10% off your first month of therapy.
Hey guys, we wanted to take a quick minute to tell you about our recent partnership with the Amazing Bones Coffee Company.
Let's face it, you're probably sick and tired of drinking that old plain Jane coffee brand every morning. Well, fret not, dear listener. Bones Coffee is here to kick your taste buds into high gear.
Bones Coffee has a wide variety of flavors to choose from, including maple bacon, peaches and spring, island grog, and my personal favorite, chocolate raspberry.
Once you become hooked on the coffee, you'll be excited to learn that they have plenty of merch options to choose from as well. T-shirts, mugs, tote bags, the list goes on.
You can buy their coffee in whole bean, ground, and even evil single serve options.
Guys, we wouldn't lie to you. This coffee is great, and we know that you're going to love it too, which is why we have partnered up with Bones Coffee, and now our listeners have an exclusive discount code.
Make sure to use the code MUSICSPEAKS at checkout for 10% off your order.
That's right, James. Go to bonescoffee.com to kickstart your new coffee addiction and use the code MUSICSPEAKS for 10% off today. If you're anything like me, free time is limited. So things like yard work are just not doable. And if you're also like me, you don't even own a lawnmower. That is why All Above Landscaping is the right choice. All Above includes a variety of options when it comes to your landscaping needs, including lawn installation, design, irrigation, debris removal, maintenance, and much more. If you're in the city of Sumter and you're looking for reliable service at a friendly price, give All Above Landscaping a call today. It's 803-464-7414. Mention that you heard this ad on this podcast and you'll get a special discount on your first service. Again, that's 803-464-7414. Call All Above Landscaping today. Like so many of you, we battle depression through life's ups and downs.
Music has always been the one thing we could rely on to get us through the tough times we all face.
Follow us on our journey as we discuss the healing power of music, share our stories through songs and lyrics,
interview musicians and other artists,
break down genres,
deep dive into band biographies,
and much, much more.
This is the Woodward Fail
Music Speaks Podcast
with Blake Mosley,
James Todd,
and Amanda Dolan.
Hey everybody, welcome back to Woodward Fail Music Speaks Podcast, where we fight depression with the power of music. I'm here with Elias Soriano from Nine Point. We interviewed him 4 years ago. I think it's March. We interviewed you May 21st of 2021. Mm-hmm. So that was a long time, man. It's good to see you out of the pandemic. Yes. Well, matter of fact, I do want to talk to you about this if you want to. We interviewed you the Monday before the big announcement, the 361 Degrees record label that y'all formed. Yeah.
Yes.
How are they going?
It's going great. Just right now in talks with a very, very big brand to possibly help them build and administrate their catalog the same way that we did with our catalog, and hopefully, you know, put our teams together and help them sort of build their own kind of independence model the same way that we did. Right. So the label is turning a page into you know, something that went from just releasing, you know, new nonpoint music to now becoming a process and a model that people are excited about.
Yeah, nice. And since you all did record label, are you getting any bands to sign on with your record label, or is this just not like a nonpoint like project?
Well, right now, the way we've kind of started discussing what we want to do with the label is our ability to help other teams that are similar to Nonpoint that have, you know, a person like our manager / COO of our label, somebody very close to the project that, you know, there's no doubt between the creators and who is administrating at that level, that the both of them really care about each other. Right. Also, too, that they have some sort of understanding of how important the creative side and the content side of things are to the success of any band or any bit of music that comes out, to make sure that they understand, you know, there's a point where you got to check all the boxes there as well. And then at the end of the day, knowing that they want to, that they're going to have to work just as hard as we do and as we have over the last 25 years between, you know, format changes, between label changes, between manager changes, between agent changes and
everything.
Right. Genre changes, yeah. You know, as music has changed as much as it has over the last 25 years. So with all of those things in place and all of that understanding in place, we feel like that the team that we've built around us, who are all professionals and work within the field already, that they like our work ethic and trust, you know, our opinion about bringing on another brand or another team that is going to be able to pull their weight when it comes to pushing their project out and promoting their project and keeping that stuff moving. Instead of always like, hey, what's the label doing? It's more of us understanding, hey, you have this great working machine right now. Here's where we can help you with distribution. Here's where we can help you with publishing. Here's where we can help you with, you know, organizing, administrating, and leveraging your back catalog. So, you know, working with other legacy bands, working with legacy brands, yeah, and up-and-coming brands that already have audiences and commerce happening online. They look at us and ask the questions, how are you guys doing this and seeing so much success so late in your career?
Right.
And what we found out is, you know, a lot of the questions that we asked ourselves, you know, coming up in our industry, were things that, you know, we realized with a little bit of sweat equity and some education that there are things that we could take on ourselves. And then couple that with a little bit of a budget that we built over the last few years. Right. You know, that's a working model, and that's what we're trying to bring people, to understand with 361.
Yeah. Last time I talked to you, I guess the other impact about this, you're creating your own label, is you're not taking any you don't have any time frames, you know, right?
Like
you could create like anything you want to, and I guess that speaks to other legacy bands. And
yeah, we're not looking to sign anyone that doesn't already have an idea of what they want to do.
Right.
You know, just coming up and saying, hey, I want to sign to your label and I want you guys to promote my band and make me huge. You know, there's that full understanding of, okay, how much are you willing to invest into touring? Because that supports the music. How much time do you have to invest in, you know, home life and family and those types of things? And can you juggle that as well as the workload and the travel and all of those things? And if you can't, what's your plan to, you know, promote the music, whether it be, you know, you have these wonderful connections that we can help, you know, you grow and maybe point you in the right direction to better resources to help you, you know, achieve you know, better outcomes. And, you know, that's where we're taking our last 25 years. You know, the skill set of our team and combining those together to go, okay, you know, these are the things that we know that they're going to be asking and worried about. And you know,
y'all been through everything at first and they, you know, Okay.
Correct. And, yeah. And, you know, 90% of distribution companies and labels don't do the things that we kind of advise and help where we plan to advise and help the artists and brands that sign to the label. You know, we want to be able to, you know, for them to have a place to pick up the phone and say, hey, we need somebody to help us with our merchandise. And we need an idea of how to set all this stuff up. And normally the label, will, you know, kind of help you put it, or they'll say, hey, give it to us and we'll do it for you. And they take a huge percentage. And it's like, that's not what we're looking to do. We're looking to help the people that like I said, are willing to do the work, to point them in the right direction and then administrate them to those finish lines. So that way they can see success and most of all grow.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. And I guess that speaks more to like legacy bands, just like you said, coming in instead of brand new bands, you know?
Yeah. Which is always great. Correct. Yeah. That have, you know, catalog, that have audiences, yeah, that have all of these things that they're really not, you know, taking care of the way that you know, you can. And a lot of these bands are becoming independent now and, you know, looking to us to ask how do we continue to keep putting out new music and afford to do so. Right. And, you know, with a little bit of delegation and, you know, a lot of education and a lot of caring teamwork, we got it there.
Nice. Well, going further, I want to ask you about covers or albums now, and I know you love covers more than I do, you know, because covers are great, because it's like there's iconic covers and there's covers of all sorts, you know. Last time I talked to you again, you mentioned that the frog, I can't remember what it's called, your logo, you know.
The cookie. Yeah.
Thank you. You mentioned that it's on some of the albums and some not on your albums. What is your favorite album of yours that you created? So I'm looking at your albums right now, and visually, I think the album that I love more is Miracle. Because visually, you see the city, right? You know, but design-wise, it's got to be the Poison Red. I just love the red and the red frog, and it's just beautiful. Yeah.
Yeah, you know, it's funny you love both of those records. Both of those records, first of all, the first one, Miracle.
Yeah.
For those people that did purchase that record, on CD, when you opened it up, it was like a pop-out book. It completely folded up and folded open and it was the full cityscape on fire. And then sitting in the middle was that little green, plant that popped up in the middle.
Yeah.
And it was actually designed at the time by, a Grammy nominated, artist who was doing that, did artwork for albums and did Spinal Tap's their comeback record or their anniversary record where the Stonehenge pulled up at the top. Yeah. And this one came. Okay, he designed that one. Well, we had access to him and thought of the idea, and he says, you know, there's these new machines that, you know, flip and fold and they kind of make the pop-up book thing. What do you guys think of that? And we're like, oh yeah, man, let's do it. And it was actually through it was at the time, it was Greg Steele, and who is with Sirius XM, and he was starting a distribution company kind of like what we're doing right now, that was called Rocket Science, and he had access and got us access to that one. That was a really fun record to design, and but we were independent basically at the time. And then the same thing went for the Poison Red. The Poison Red, we were, on Spine Farm, and they were a very understanding label in the sense that they didn't want to mess with the art. They felt like what we were doing, they didn't want to you know, fix what ain't broken. They felt like whoever we wanted to produce with, whatever music we wanted to put out, whatever artwork we wanted on the front cover, you know, obviously they would have to check it off for approval. But normally we would be on the same page, and it was very nice. So when we, you know, at the time, red was really the standout color for Nonpoint with across, you know, most of our records. And we really wanted to make that color stick out finally in a grandioso kind of way. And BC was in the band at the time, is very amazing at Photoshop and Illustrator. And tossed around the idea back and forth, and you know, sent some ideas of Poison Frogs, and just really wanted to do something that felt classic.
Yeah, yeah.
And everyone knows that the little thing that is quote unquote considered a spider, we kind of wanted.
Because I remember asking you, is that a spider or a frog? And you said frog, so I was like, oh, okay. Right. Yeah.
So we kind of wanted to put that to bed.
Right.
Finally.
Yeah.
And by putting that frog on the cover just by itself,
now
it would cause people to pose the question, why a frog? And it's like, well, that's what our symbol is. It's right. Just, you know, the real life version.
Yeah. And that's the and that frog is prominent in Puerto Rico, right?
Yes. It's
Land Islander or something. Yeah.
Correct. It's indigenous to the island.
Yes, we did talk about that before.
Yeah.
Going through your whole career now, and I'm sure you've ran into a few, we're going to talk about the best and worst tattoos, and how do you feel of fans putting the frog logo on their bodies, you know? But what's the best and worst tattoo that you that you ever seen up until now?
One of the best ones I've ever seen was someone got a portrait of me on their leg, screaming into a microphone. Yeah. And it was probably whoever the artist was that did that one, was definitely good at portraits and really capturing my face. 'Cause it definitely looked like me. Right. And I've seen some of people that get me on them that really don't look so much like
no,
this
right.
guy nailed this.
Yeah.
So I would definitely say that was one of the best ones. It makes me nervous to call it some of the worst ones.
Well, yeah,
because the artwork was definitely cool, but it was the placement of a couple of them that kind of
made you go, hmm.
One was one of the frog below a male's belly button. That was one of them. And that one seemed a little bit out of place. But, you know, I think with bathing suit and with all his other tattoos and his shirt off, I'm sure it looked great. You know what I'm saying? It was just the context of just look. If the pull up and it's like, whoa.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I think it was, you know, it was just the timing. And then another one, which surprised me, was my full name on a young lady's wrist area. My first name was on one wrist, and my last name was on another wrist. So it was at the time, and now it's really cool and trendy now to have.
Right, yeah,
on the wrist. So it's now I see she was ahead of her time. So that at the time it was just striking because we were, you know, we were popular.
Yeah,
but I didn't think I was that popular. You know what I mean?
Right, yeah.
The symbol, yeah, the symbol.
Well, yeah, but that you.
It's cool. It looks, you know, looks tribally. Okay. Yeah. And you know, it's symmetrical, so it makes for a good tattoo. My name, you know, five letters, and you know, it was surprising in the beginning. But then, like I say, now in hindsight, she was way ahead of her time.
Yeah, I mean, you gotta give it to her because wrists are the most painful area. Like, you know,
that's
two wrists. I mean,
she had a great. I remember that young lady had a great story.
Oh, nice.
She was in Flint. She was a sweetheart. yeah, I vaguely remember, but she was a darling young lady.
Nice. What next question that I have for you? We're gonna talk about the Ruthless EP cover, because okay. I mean that's a classic too in my heart and soul. I love that cover to death. But is that you, yeah. right?
That is me, okay. And that was our first step into full independence.
Yes.
And that artwork was by Francesca Ludicar. Yeah. She also helped us launch the label and help us rebrand back coming out of, going into and coming out of the pandemic. Mm-hmm. Brilliant artist. She's gone on to work with Godsmack now. She's on the, nice. In the Godsmack camp, helping them with their photos and content. She's such an amazing photographer. But she also is a great graphic artist. And when we were going into the pandemic, we had this grandiose plan of how we were going to, you know, drop many EPs in a row. And basically that's what we got through Heartless, yeah. You know, before we parted ways and went into the third, instead of doing the third EP, we decided to just start putting out little singles. Now it's time for really time for a full length.
So right. Yeah. Cause I was like,
dude, going to be there. Yeah. But that particular, cover was really, really set in stone. Way in advance, and then we finally got a chance to drop it. Same thing with the Heartless cover. Yeah. That one was already basically set, right. Because we had the concept of the three EPs that we were going to drop. Unfortunately, we parted ways before we could get to the third EP. Yeah. Everybody's doing great.
Nice. Yeah, because I was going to ask you, who hit you in the nose? Because on the cover of it, for anybody that don't know. Your nose is bleeding, you know, and I was going to ask you who hit you so I can go back and kick your ass for you. You
know? No, it was fun makeup. We did a lot of DIY. That was a lot of self makeup. It was a lot of just me and Frankie playing around with some Photoshops and some pictures.
Yeah. Well, as I said before, I love you and I love the band, and I can't love you more now than ever before because you brought back my childhood, brother, you know, because when I looked on your website a long time ago, I can't remember what year it was, 2023, it's okay, mm-hmm. You brought back the amazing, this. Yeah, I guess it's a Walkman. Yeah, Walkman, you know.
Yes.
I can't tell you how much music I played with this so far, you know. And I loved it so much, I had to get your Heartless cassette tape.
That's it. Yeah. Yep. Also designed by Frankie. Yeah, that was something that we actually wanted to do back in the Ruthless time.
Right.
It didn't line up, but once we saw the opportunity for this new yeah. This new release, we decided to knock it out of the park. People love it,
and well, not only that, you also saw that in Walkman just like that, because I mean it brought back many childhood memories, and I guess that's why it sold so fast, you know, because before I knew it was sold out already. Like, oh great, mm-hmm. I got, you know,
yeah, it did. It sold really well, and you know, we kept a couple to bring them out on tour, and those went pretty quickly. So
Yeah, man.
It's a novelty thing, but it was cool because it's got a Bluetooth speaker on it. So that was always cool. I used to love my Walkman that had a speaker on it when I was growing up. Yeah. A lot of them they came up and they made them really, really cool and made them bump sometimes. So it was fun to relive those memories too.
So when can I get a Discman? The CD player.
This man, that's the next incarnation. We'll probably do the retro pack or something.
Yeah, I'm gonna be right there buying it, man. That's so great. Yeah,
sounds good, man.
We got a few more things to talk about, and then we'll let you go into the sunset. The tour, you're coming out with another tour. Shana, you know, told me that you're going on a tour, and I see you're on tour with Seether,
yep.
Mammoth, POD, and on some dates, Lacuna Coil.
Lacuna's in the fall. We're doing
okay.
Just us and Lacuna. So this May is Seether.
Right. Yeah.
Beneath the Surface, I believe it's called Beneath the Surface Tour.
It says the Surface Theme So Far.
Yeah, the Surface Theme So Far. That's right.
Okay.
The Surface Theme So Far Tour. That one's gonna go for a month, and we I believe the second leg of the Painful Statements is gonna come sometime between then and Lacuna. And then we have Louder Than Life. We also have we have a few festival run shows in the fall before we go overseas, and then we pick up with Lacuna to do almost just over 2 months all over the UK and the UAE.
Lacuna Coil is like one of my favorite bands besides y'all. I mean, they kick ass all the time, every time, you know.
Man, I can't wait for this tour. I'm super excited. I think people are going to be excited about the show from beginning to end. Both bands are live bands, so it's going to be dope.
Two more questions, and then, you know, we'll let you go. One question is, okay, so I looked on your Instagram, and I found out that you're friends with Damien Priest. For those people who don't know, right, Damien Priest, the WWE wrestler? Are we friends with him?
Yes.
Because he wore one of your shirts on the Netflix debut, I think. And
correct.
Y'all mentioned thank you. And the reason why I'm doing this is because you said if he needs a theme song, please holler at him, which I'm sure he will because y'all are great, you know. So I said I need a theme song for my podcast at 9 Point Band. And when you liked it, I don't know if that's like a you know, I mean, the thing we could do, you know, because now I feel like y'all can work with anybody now within rights, within reason, because y'all are not, you know, under a microscope, you know. So,
yes.
Would that be, I mean, like, do you work with anybody or just do you, like, handpick some, you know?
We're actually, you know, funny you say that. They just licensed Bullet with a Name last week for Collision for their pay-per-view.
AEW.
And we are you know, we're always looking to collab and to work with you know, especially in the wrestling world. We have so much connection from back in the day with SmackDown and people, you know, learning about us from you know, our, you know, people hearing our music in the video games, and you know, it was part of half the people's childhood when they walk up to me like, "Hey, man, I used to use you as my walk-in music for my wrestler." It's like that kind of stuff. So, you know, we are at that point in our career where it is fun, and we feel lucky that we can be nimble and do those things relatively quickly and easily nowadays. So if any wrestlers out there that want to talk about a song or use our music.
Okay. How about me? Can I work with you?
Absolutely.
I mean, yeah, cause I'm totally serious, you know, cause I've always loved you ever since I found out about you. And I just think it would be a really cool idea if, you know, we work together in somewhere, you know. And also, you work with my friend Dave Perry of Fear Water for one of his songs. So he's a really good guy, you know. So
Dave's amazing. Dave is amazing. He's a sweet, sweet dude. Really sweet dude. And
talented.
Super talented.
Yeah, because he's worked with some amazing artists like you, you know.
Yourself.
So I'm gonna get into contact with you or somebody in the 9 Point Camp.
Yeah, man. Just send your info to Shauna and we'll hook something up, bro.
Perfect. One more question, then I swear to God, we're gonna let you go. This is
no
appropriate.
Problem. All right.
So usually I ask everybody this question. We're gonna do a Mount Rushmore of music. Who are your four top bands right now that you listen to? Or ever? You know, what who do you like? Who, like
four top bands that I'm listening to right now. Okay,
yeah, like I'm not really more.
I would say I've been rocking Gojira quite a bit lately. When it comes to hip hop, Doechii, I really like Doechii. She's something else, man.
Yeah, she's killing it right now.
Yeah, yeah. I have been. I got back into my yacht rock again. Really liking those big harmonies and the amazing songwriting of that time period. But I've been. That's my go-to.
Yeah.
From back
got,
in the-
you got one more.
Yeah, and then yeah. When it comes to up and comers, it's a Day Seeker.
Okay, I gotta check out that because I've never heard of that. Okay, yeah,
Day Seeker. Caught them on Shiprock, surprisingly. Was walking by a million of their T-shirts for about. A day and a half, and then start asking the same questions like who's Day Seeker, and then it went to their show and was absolutely floored, blown away. Nice. Sweet dudes too. Met them on the stairwell in passing, and their singer was like, "Hey man, a huge fan, love you guys." Yeah. And I was like, "Oh, thank you so much." I was like, "Who?" I was like, "You guys in a band? You're all dressed nice, you're dressed together, and they really looked really nice and put together." And they're like, "Yeah, we're Day Seeker." And I was like, "Oh my god, I want to check you guys out. I've been wearing your T-shirt for a day and a half, so I'm definitely gonna come check you out." And if you're a fan of Circa Survive and a fan of really interesting. Note choices, layers, melodies, and an amazing voice. That guy definitely does it.
You got it. All right. Yeah. For sure. So those are four great bands anybody should check out. So like I said before, I'm gonna say it once again, I love you like a brother and I can't wait for you to come back on whenever you want. Yeah. And I'll definitely give out Toronto, you know, my information and we can contact more. But more importantly, I do want to thank you for bringing back my childhood. This is so great. I mean, the wall paint, I just, yeah.
Hey, killing two birds with one stone. That was mine too.
Right. Yes, sir. So please come back anytime you want to. And indeed. We thank you for coming on. Okay.
All right, brother.
And with that said, everybody, thank you for listening. And always remember, when words fail, music speaks. Bye, guys. Mm-hmm.